Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Show with hosts Sue and Anne. Today we have Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Isn't that a nice number and date? So we are sorry that we had to cancel last week's show. Sue was a little bit under the weather. She may explain that to you too in a little bit here. And we are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. You can call us for questions, get a free mini reading from me or Sue, or maybe one of our guests today. But you can call in and ask questions and talk to our guests. You're very welcome to do that. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, it's very important that you do press 1, so please remember that. Otherwise, we won't bring your call live on air with us. You can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden, and we really have, I think it's 0 outside, 0 Celsius or maybe 5 degrees, so it's cold. I don't know how much that is in Fahrenheit, maybe 40, I have no clue, but it's cold. And we are so happy today. On today's show, we are going to welcome our special guests, Jill and Joe, remote energy clearing and blessings, discussing their journey of remote energy clearing and blessing process that Joey uses with clients around the world. They have been doing this work since 1997. Wow. So tune in, guys. Stay tuned with us here. And, of course, we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. We would love to talk to you, so give us a ring at 213-943-3587. And as usual, you can also join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can listen on the player on that page. Sorry for that. And you can text chat with us during the show. So if you have any questions, you are very welcome to text them to us in the chat room. We are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden in Europe. On today's show, as mentioned, we are going to welcome our very special guests, Jill and Joey, remote energy clearing and blessings, discussing their journey of remote energy clearing and blessing process that Joey uses with clients around the world. Jill and Joey have been doing this work since 1997. So we would really love to talk to you about this and interact with you. So give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and we take your calls live on air for questions, blessings, and mini readings. Please remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show, and you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that are passionate about all spiritual topics, and we love to talk about our own passion, of course, the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and today is going to be dowsing. And we are always a live call in worldwide radio, and we are very proud to announce that we have listeners in 30 countries around the globe, on all continents, and we are growing. So we're very honored about that. Thank you so much. You can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful, very healthy sister Sue, today all the way from Arizona. Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better. My apologies to everyone. We had to cancel last week. I had something come in. Don't know quite what it was. Probably just a flu. You know, all that fun stuff you get, coughing and aching. And I won't get into all the bad parts of it. But I'm doing better this week. Just a little bit of a cough. So better. No fever, nothing like that. So just trying to bounce back, getting healthy. The weather out here, by the way, because we always do bring it up, it's actually getting pretty chilly, guys, which is kind of nice. It's always nice to get the cooler weather because we go through a lot of heat. Go ahead.
Can I be the funny one and ask you how much is cold for you?
Well, cold for us is about 60 degrees, 70 degrees. It's definitely chilly.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, I know. For you, it's nothing.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we go through those really hot summers, so it's refreshing to finally cool down and have the cool weather. So we're enjoying it.
I know. I fully understand because your weather is quite similar to Greece, even if you have a little bit warmer weather than we have in Greece, actually. So I get it. Everybody listening in, now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number. Call us for questions. Get a free mini reading live on air. Chat with our guests today who work with energy. It's very interesting. And please remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show so we know that you want to come on live with us. You can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. If you want to connect with Jill and Joey, you can find them at dowsers.com. Dowsers.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal and professional readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And all links and everything that we are going to announce here and a little bit of a story about Jill and Joey is going to be in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So you can read more about them immediately if you want to. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And of course, you can go directly to their website, dowsers.com. You can find out more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio on our wonderful website at scrollsofthesoul.com. And we really want to talk to you, so join us live on air right now. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 213-943-3587. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And you can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what the last show was all about. Sissy?
The last show was about, it was a soul realignment one, which was on the 7th. Why do we continue to come back? That's kind of interesting because we kind of went into a little bit about the information we gather in soul realignment and the Akashic records. And there's a lot of detail, and basically what we do is we go in as practitioners and find a lot of those issues that we may be having that can create this continuous coming back. So that was quite an interesting topic and area to kind of go into. We absolutely love soul realignment and the Akashic records. And if you didn't get a chance to listen, you can go in to scrollofthesoul.com/past, and that was October 7th, I believe. Right, Sissy?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Correct.
So by all means, go back in and listen. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to actually prompt our guests to come in. Jill and Joey, are you there, Jill and Joey?
Yes, we are.
Hi, welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Hello.
Very welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, tell our audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jill.
No, I have to say you were both talking about the weather. We're in Georgia, and it's quite lovely here. So I know that Anne's over there freezing, and we're still in not pleasant weather. Kind of.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, guys. So let's give the audience a little bit information about you, and share what it is you'd like to discuss with the audience about yourself and what it is you do exactly. Whoever wants to go first is fine. Joey, if you want to come on and explain the remote energy clearing and the blessing process, go for it.
I'll be glad to. It might be helpful to build a little bit more about dowsing first.
Okay, yes, dowsing, of course.
Yeah.
As I said, we've been doing this work. This has been our full-time work, not just, dowsing, combined with what I call teaching dowsing and doing offering dowsing services has been our full-time work since 97. And it's just been wonderful to create a livelihood out of a passion. And and I could not do this at all without Jill. She's the one that we also have a website, as you've mentioned, dowsers.com, where we sell products. So if anybody, she handles all the product orders and shipping them. But she also, when my clients call or communicate with us to have a session with me, I call it personal energy clearing and space clearings. Because it is about space, but from my understanding, it's really about the people living in those in that space, in that home, or even business or whatever. But dowsing can be used for many things. To start it out with looking for water with a, if you might think, the oldest, most people think of finding a place to drill a well, water well with a forked stick cut from a branch. There are many different dowsing tools. I use L rods. They're L-shaped pieces of wire. I like two of them, one in each hand. They'll either open or cross, depending on the energies that I find. Other people use dowsing for many different things besides finding water, finding minerals, lost treasure, missing people and pets. They use pendulum. Some people just call it pendling, But it's also dowsing. A pendulum is a different dowsing tool. And that's usually used for asking yes, no questions or using a chart that they've made up or used from somebody that somebody else has made, that they're at getting information. I've done all those kinds of dowsing, but I don't do any of that anymore. All I use dowsing for is defined energies, determine and whether they're beneficial or detrimental, and or let's say in balance or out of balance. And we want the primary energies within us and around us to be balanced, beneficial, and provide a healing environment within us and around us. So I use, again, dowsing only to find energies, and I've been doing this so long that I know what it means when I find certain energies in certain places in my home. Now, it's interesting that I'm saying my home when I'm really dowsing somebody else's home.
Yeah,
The way I do when I have a session with somebody, and these are usually people that are struggling in life in some way. Most people that call me are through referrals, but they feel or they sense that something's off in the energies of the home, or the people that refer them, like some kind of therapist or whatever, feel there's an energy, or an intuitive feel there's an energy problem in their home. And when they get to those places, they say, call Joey. And so the way I do this is I usually have the name and address of my client, at least the one I'm going to be on the phone with. And I don't need all the family members or anything like that. And as you've said, these people can be anywhere in the world. And I say a blessing to connect what I call the human energy pattern of the client that I'm on the phone with, that I will be on the phone with, to a bed in my home. And the reason I connect them to a bed, I discovered, one of the first things I discovered in about 1996 that I knew was new to the dowsing world. I wasn't teaching at that time, except a few friends, but I found something that was unique. I found in all the energies, around all the beds in our home, I found a beginning of a repeating pattern of energies. Through time, I doused more and more beds. I found more and more of the pattern. I came to realize very, very soon that this repeating energy pattern was an imprint of the human energy pattern. And the human energy pattern is a unique pattern of energies. You can learn about it at my website. It's a unique pattern of energies, but that is basically the pattern itself is the same for everybody. What matters is what's different about people's patterns is the number of imbalances. Or like Jill said, the clarity or cloudiness of the energy pattern. It's more like, I call it mostly imbalance and out of balance. And imbalance energies would be like, they're like clear, balanced, beneficial. Unbalanced energies, you might consider them to be cloudy and or out of balance. And the average person, I've learned through the many years, has a certain set of imbalances. We're born with typically with no imbalances in our energy pattern. As we get a little older, a few years old, let's say four or five or so, we start getting what I call the minimal number of imbalances in the energy pattern. You get a little older, you get a little more. And by the time you reach about puberty, about 12 or 13, you have the typical imbalances of an adult. All those are, again, typical for just living our lives. The imbalances in our energy patterns are about how we're reacting to our struggles and strains of life, and we all have, want, is significant to intense imbalances. This isn't visual. This is, you know, we're talking, we're just talking, and not doing any kind of a visual video presentation here. But if anybody knows what the tree of life looks like in the teachings of Kabbalah, that's what
right.
I feel like
yeah.
this is. I truly believe it's the human soul level of the tree of life in Kabbalah. And when people have more than typical imbalances, it means there's energy problems affecting them. And there can be various things that can cause that. There is one thing that can cause it is earthbound spirits. These are human souls that have died, but they haven't entered that proverbial tunnel and gone to the higher realms, and they've gotten themselves stuck because they're hanging around a family or a person or a home that they're very attached to or a place they're very attached to. And then there's imbalances caused by being affected by what I call interference energy. This is a term I give to a kind of energy that can have some really strange effects. But the way people attract interference energy is when we go through difficult times in life, and later if we do have people that want so-called readings, I don't really give, it does sometimes sound like a reading, but it's more about life situations. And I don't do this intuitively. I do it all with dowsing and finding various energies. So when somebody has attracted interference energy, and I'll describe that, how that happens a little bit, their entire energy pattern goes totally out of balance. It's like a matrix. And the reason I douse around beds is the energy pattern is connected to us, but we can imprint it in other places, but we always imprint it where we sleep. We actually always imprint our energy patterns and leave a lasting imprint, not forever, but maybe weeks or months, anywhere we lie down on a physical structure raised off the floor, like a bed, a couch, a therapist's table or a doctor's table. If you go somewhere for acupuncture or a massage or a regular doctor, anywhere you lie horizontally on a table and get up, even if you only lie down for 1 second, you leave an imprint. And you are energetically connected to that imprint. Energies in that place related to other people can affect you. Energies in you, in your home, related to yourself or other people in your home will affect that energy pattern, and it might affect others. And that's why I connect the human energy pattern. I say a blessing. I do all of my energy work with blessing. I pray only to God, whatever God is, and our creator, and I call on what I call the powers of nature to connect my client's human energy pattern to a particular bed or place in my home. And then I connect their home with the address to my home. Dowsers often look for earth-related energies when it comes to space clearing. But I connect to the earth-related energies, the human-related energies, which is other human energy patterns, people living in the home or connected to the home through their imprints, and electrical fields around appliances and devices. And these are the primary things that I work with. And so what happens once I do that, there's like an energetic imprint of the remote home over my home. Whatever my client's home will energetically be my home at that time will be my client energetically my client's home, and I can douse around my home as if I was dowsing around my client's home, and I'm looking for energy problems. the primary almost every single session. I'd say over 99% of the sessions that I do, and I've cleared thousands of clearings through the years, involve, and I only discovered interference energy in about 14 years ago. So this is since the last 14 years. I've done over thousands of clearings. And this interference energy is the primary cause of energy problems in the home, and it's also the primary cause. It can cause all kind of problems. It can cause things like insomnia. That's the most common, sleep problems or bad dreams. It does involve spirits, which we'll see how far we can get into this, but not earthbound spirits. It's a different kind of spirits. Many people would call them entities. I don't like that term. It implies demons or demonic activity. That's not what this is, in my opinion. This is about the negativity of people. And what happens when we go through, I'm going to still get back to how we attract it, but what happens with this energy, we attract it with intense negativity. Let's say we're having a health crisis. That's probably the most common thing that attracts this energy. For example, cancer. If somebody goes through a health crisis like that, they're afraid, gosh, is this going to spread? Is it going to cause any lasting difficulties for me? Is it going to kill me? And then they have the pain from the cancer, and then they have the misery of the treatment with chemotherapy and or radiation or whatever else. And it's not the disease itself that attracts this energy. It's the individual's person reactions to the disease, how well they handle the situation in life. And the next most common thing that attracts it is a breakup in the family, especially a bitter breakup or loss of a loved one and a lot of grieving. Then mental and emotional problems, and that's the next most common. And drug and alcohol addiction. A lot of people think that, if you drink or smoke marijuana or do other drugs that you attract entities. This may be where they got that idea because this does involve beings, but it's not, again, it's not the drugs or the alcohol, as it's not the disease itself. It's more like the deep, dark states of negative states of mind that people get into when the mind and emotion that they get into or enter when they, as a result of overindulging and abusing these substances.
I've got a quick question. Would you say they're attracting this then? The person may be attracting it, and it's their energetic statement, so to speak?
Yes. What happens, here's the sequence that I can, from working with it for 14 years with thousands of clients, is how I come by all this information, this understanding. What happens when we go through when we enter these intense negative states of mind and emotion? I like to say we can create a crack between the worlds or the dimensions, and energies in the next dimension, what many call the astral plane, can actually connect to us. When that happens, a lot of things happen simultaneously. Number one, it greatly exacerbates the negativity that brought it in the first place in that person. It will also make that person's energy pattern be totally out of balance. If you can imagine a crisscrossing, crisscrossing lines going like a checkerboard and like a checkerboard grid and a diagonal grid, that's basically what I call the human energy matrix, and it's connected to each person. The tree of life part of it, or the human energy human energy pattern part of it, is right at the core, but it repeats out endlessly in all directions or away from us. I say endlessly, you know, let's say it'll fill a room. It doesn't repeat. It just keeps repeating out. Okay, so that pattern will be totally out of bounds. Then what I've learned in my work that other space clearers don't usually see it this way. It's not the earth energies that really affect us the most. It's not the electrical, the EMFs that affect us the most. It's not other underground water. I don't consider that a problem at all. That's what a lot of dowsers consider causes of our problems, and they call it geopathic stress. It's this interference energy. If the earth energies are out of balance or detrimental in a home, something, it's not a cause, it's a symptom. Something is causing it, and that's typically interference energy. So it will then set that what the energies within us reflect and extend out into our homes. So the home, anybody's home, is a reflection and extension of the people living in the home, and the reflection of family members, extended family members, and friends who might be connected to the, energetically imprinted or connected to the home. And so when you're walking around somebody, when I'm dowsing around somebody's home, I'm really dowsing around within the beings of the people living in the home. So when that interference energy connects to a person, it will immediately set up in certain places in the home. There's an article linked on the homepage of our website, dowsers.com, called Things That Go Bump in the Night. And the reason I call it that is this interference energy. I'll describe a lot of the things it can cause, but it also can cause paranormal activity, from minimal things to crazy wild things. So it sets up in the home in certain places and it's for some reason two bedrooms and a closet. Has something to do with what I guess the it has something, two bathrooms and a closet. What has something to do with water energy, maybe what the Chinese consider to be yin energy or the water element, other teachings. And so that vertical column of energy, when it sets up, I call those doorways to the astral plane. You might call them portals. That allows these negative beings, that's what I call them instead of entities, access to your home. So that will then simultaneously cause all the energy grids in the home to be detrimental or out of balance. So similarly to the human energy pattern, the lines are about a foot apart, but in the energy grids in the home, if you imagine a checkerboard grid of energies in your home, about 6 feet or 2 meters apart, and then a diagonal grid in the home all about 6 feet or 2 meters apart, intersecting all the intersections of the checkerboard grid. Those are the two primary earth energy grids in the home. They're in all of our homes. We want them to be balanced, clear, and beneficial, not detrimental. If they're detrimental again, something is causing it. But then it'll simultaneously affect all the other people that are connected to the home, whether they live there or imprinted there through their connection to the people by either staying there or again, if you're real close to, let's say, a family member or a very dear friend, and you're talking to them a lot on the phone or chatting or video or FaceTiming or anything like that, you're caring about them, you're thinking about them, you can bring their energies into the home too. Right. So this interference energy, once it all sets up and causes all these energy problems, it can affect everybody else in the home. It makes everybody else's energy pattern intensely out of balance, not totally out of balance, and it exacerbates negativity in and between everybody in the home. And I mentioned four common ways to attract it, but there's a fifth. There's many ways, but there's a fifth. It's like an energetic virus that once we're around it, if we're in a weakened state ourselves, or if we're prone to attracting this energy and everybody isn't, And if we're prone to attracting it, we're around it in some to somebody else in our family or through our imprint elsewhere, we attract it ourselves. It's like a virus that you can catch, but and then it'll do all those same things in your home. But if we can catch it from people, but you don't even have to be close to the person. Like you can leave an imprint in the doctor's office or a therapist's office or the hospital and or a hotel room even. And if other people are imprinted there with interference energy, you can pick that up. And then it'll be even when you're home, after you're home, because your imprint will stay in places for some period of time. And so it can cause lots of problems in homes. But this is the thing. It causes lots of problems. It exacerbates all negativity. If you're angry, you're going to be more angry. If you're depressed, you're going to be more depressed. If you're anxious, you're going to be more anxious. If you've got symptoms of illness, pain, and discomfort, that will be exacerbated too. And then it can also cause people to feel anxious and depressed. And so people don't even know this is happening. And there are millions of people around the world that know about this. I mean, that are affected by these energies, if not billions, and they don't even know about it. Nobody knows about it. It's something that I discovered 14 years ago, and I've been sharing it. The people that know about it through my teachings and through my talks and my sessions with people and my workshops. And it's amazing how when somebody's got significant issues in their lives or in their family's lives, and they're experiencing, you know, there's a lot of negativity or a lot of anxiety, depression, all those things that I described, including paranormal activity. Like the most common are knockings or rappings on the wall, other noises, even bangings. Then it can be people hearing footsteps and maybe even feeling the vibrations of footsteps, like from walking down the hall or something like that. When they know there's nobody there walking, they can hear voices that they seem to, and see things that don't seem to really be there to other people. And if this interference energy is causing it, removing the interference energy will make it all stop. And it's happened so many times. Almost everybody I work with feels great relief after right. I remove it. But this energy can be returned, but people can go back into the same states of mind that attracted it in the first place, and they bring it again. Or they imprint somewhere else where interference energy is, or somebody imprints in their home. Let's say a visitor comes and stays with you in your home, and you know they're really struggling in life. And for whatever reason, they are likely being affected by interference energy. And if they spend the night with you or even lie down on the couch for a while or whatever, something about going horizontal on a physical structure, as I said, raised off the floor, they can leave imprints of their imprints. And then when they leave, it's still there affecting the people. So I guess it's a good time to just say,
pause
and say, you know, I'll ask your questions. And if I don't do readings, I don't do clairvoyance
right.
readings or intuitive readings. What I do is I usually have a name and address of a client that I'm going to be on the phone with. However, I've learned through the years that when I'm on the phone with a client, I don't even have to know their address if they're on the phone with me, and then I have a way to connect to them with a blessing and to their home. And I
right.
even have a way, if they're concerned about somebody, that a friend or a family member, I can have a blessing that I can use to connect to that person that they're thinking about with just their first name.
Right.
The connection goes through the person on the phone with me. And that's the kind of thing I would do. If anybody's interested in what you've been calling the reading, and I can just see if we can make that happen in short course here. I've never okay. really done one quite like this. But it would need to be somebody that either suspects they have energy problems in their home, or they or somebody else in their home has a, you know, has been through a major health crisis, or maybe has a long-term debilitative disease like Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, people that have autism, Alzheimer's, even if the, you know, person or no, like the Alzheimer's patient is not even living in the home anymore. And they've gone and they're put into another, some kind of care facility, for example, they're still could have that. They're still, their energy pattern is still wherever they slept in that home. So it could even be something like that. It's not just right. like, you know, and then I don't, we don't have to discuss if the person's not comfortable with it, what the problem is. And,
okay.
And then again, Jill is mainly communicating with my clients, answering their questions before they set up a session. She schedules a session, and then she helps me. I have about 40 to 50 regular subscription clients that are checking once a month. Most of the time, everything's okay. She's the one that communicates with them by email saying, Joey checked on you, everything's okay. And she might ask questions about how things going with so-and-so or what situation in their life. But Jill's my main people person.
Yeah.
So, and everybody loves Jill once they talk to her.
Right.
So
you know, I want to, although we're going to pause here because I know Joey just shared a lot, but though there is solutions here, you know, so it's like he's describing all of this, but yet hasn't gone into the next explanation of,
right.
of what he can do to help. So let's pause and you go ahead and see, you know.
Well, first of all, Ann and Sue, do you have any questions from what I've said so far?
Go ahead, Sissy.
Well, you know, it's very similar to what we do with the Akashic Records. Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
We just may state it a little differently than you, but as you're talking, right, I'm seeing things like negative thought forms. So, for instance, you're stating that your client is feeding into something energetically, right? And it's a continual thing. There's this continual pattern, and it's this looping, right? There's kind of this looping going on. And for us, we could possibly see that as a thought pattern where someone's sending out something negative, feeding it, and so it becomes this entity of its own. An energy of its own.
That's how I consider these negative beings. This is Anne speaking. I mean, Sue speaking, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's exactly how I see these negative beings. To me, they're not demons or involved demonic activity. To me, they've been around since mankind has had free will. So forever, since mankind has had free will, and the free will to go against the good or to be intensely negative, be intensely angry, fearful, hateful, vengeful, jealous, or what any of those things. And what I think that these are is the combined negativity of mankind are like thought forms, create thought forms that take on a life or existence of their own. And then they become like these negative beings. Now, since they're created by negativity, they feed on negativity. And that's why they exacerbate all negativity. However, it's for the most part, they don't have access to us or the energies of our homes. Because it's a different dimension, a different world. Even though the astral plane is just behind this earth plane, you might say we share space with it, even though that's a misnomer because there's no time and space in the astral plane. It's a function of the earth plane. They can't have access to us unless there is a connection to, unless there's an opening and a connection to between the dimensions. That's what this interference energy does. It gives them access.
Yeah.
And then they get all kinds of harm, and it can spread and get worse and worse and worse.
Right. Okay, so what I'd like to do is what Ann and I normally do, bottom of the hour, as we normally do, and we'll give a couple of statements here for upcoming shows. So we kind of went past that a little bit, so I'd if we can, we'll have Ann do what we normally do.
Go ahead.
And then we'll go into calls from there.
Yes.
If that's okay. Right. Go ahead, Cecilia.
Okay. Yes, thank you. So that sounds great. We have a few people waiting in the queue, actually. So they are eager to talk to you, Joey and Jim. And it's the bottom of the hour, and we have a few things to announce to you. We would really love to talk to you, and there's still room in the queue, even if we have a bunch of callers in there. So thank you for your patience, all of you who have been waiting. We'd love to talk to you, as I said. You can call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Call us for questions, talk with Joe and Jill, and ask for a free mini reading, or why not ask for a question to Joey directly. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or you can also listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There is some information about Joey and Jill in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, how you can connect with them and more. So please pass by the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking with special guests Jill and Joey and discussing remote energy clearing and blessings, the journey of remote energy clearing and blessings process that Joey uses with clients around the world. Joey and Jill have been doing this work since 1997. Wow, that's honorable. And once again, guys, we'd love to talk to you, so give us a ring at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can connect with Jill and Joey at dowsers.com, dowsers.com. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, October 28th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing illusions. What lessons have we learned? That's an intriguing topic too for me. And we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air as usual. We go live 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting and follow the links in there. Keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. You can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm in Sweden, plus Georgia. Isn't that wonderful? Very global. And you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let's get back to the show. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to actually grab a call or two first. And we'll see what our callers have to say, guys. Hang on a second.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Must have had to walk away for some reason.
No, they're there. They're just not answering. So let me
press
move
one.
On. Nope.
Do they need
they
to press one?
Yeah, they already did. So I'm going to pick up another phone call.
Hi.
Hello, caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Donna, and I'm in California. Hi, Joey. Hi, Jill. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
I like what you talk about, and I think that is true. And I wonder if you could do a little clearing on me, because I would like to create things in my life, and I'm very sensitive, and I think other people's energies and all really affect me. Yeah, definitely.
Well, sure, I can, like I said, I don't usually do it this way, but I have a way that I think will work. And, you know, so you're Donna. Okay, so all I need to do is I'm going to say a blessing. You'll hear it, and I think you'll understand basically what I'm doing by listening to the words of the blessing. So,
okay.
I would say, dear God, If it be thy will, may the powers of nature converge to create an energetic connection between Donna's human energy on the phone with me, Donna, who's on the phone with me now, her human energy pattern connected to the energies of this bed, and between her, connect her home and property to this home and property, so I can explore the energies around this home and property as if I explore the energy around Donna's home and property. Connect to the earth-related energies, connect to the human-related energies, connect the electrical fields around appliances and devices, and then I have a catch-all. Connect to any other energies I might not be aware of that I need to know about in order to help Donna. For now and into the future, for as long as is appropriate, amen. Okay, so now I'm already dowsing your human energy pattern. I can already tell you there are imbalances in your human energy pattern. And it's more like you, what you say. Well, I don't know. Let me see something. This isn't nearly as common as an as interference energy, but from the imbalances I'm finding in your energy pattern. Again, this is not clairvoyance or intuition. From the imbalances that I'm finding in your energy pattern, it indicates you're being affected by the presence of an earthbound spirit. And this earthbound spirit does not have interference energy connected to him or her or to that soul. That's sort of unusual. Most of them do. Usually, when there's an earthbound spirit hanging around a home or a family or a person without interference energy, it's often a loved one. Now, have you lost anybody in your life that was so close to you that they wouldn't want to leave you?
Well, 4 years ago, I lost my 18-year-old nephew, and I was close with him. And then 12 years ago, I lost a boyfriend and my mother, but that was 35 years ago. I was so close to her. I think it's my mom. I really do. We were that close.
If you would just spend a few seconds telling me about your mom, I can tell you whether it's her or not.
Okay. My mom had eight children.
What was her name? Tell me a little about it until I tell you.
Sure. Oh, okay. My mom was German and Polish. She was an orphan. She had eight children. She divorced later in life. She had a hard life, you know, cleaning houses and taking care of the kids and all. And she was originally from New York.
Okay.
And,
okay, Don.
Yeah.
That's all right. Enough. And I mentioned the checkerboard and diagonal grids. An earthbound spirit will cause the diagonal grid in the home, the checkerboard grid in the home. Again, if you can imagine the checkerboard grid in the home to be about 6 feet apart going throughout the home. They cause the checkerboard grid in the home, but not the diagonal grid. It's interference energy causes both the checkerboard and the diagonal. That checkerboard grid is detrimental simply by the, or out of balance simply by the presence of your mom. And I think it's, but I think the earthbound spirit causes this because of frustration. They can see and hear us. They can smell the odors of the home. Hear what's going on in the home, see what's going on in the home, but we can't hear and see them. And I think that's part of why their energy pattern is always so out of balance. However, I've found when my client starts talking about the right person, that checkerboard grid immediately comes into balance or clears. So, and that's what's happened here. And so, in other words, when you got to a certain point, the whole grid came into balance. That's the signal that your mother's whole energy pattern cleared. And that right now it's totally clear as we're continuing to talk about it, where it's typically totally out of balance, as if interference energy was connected to a person. Now, do you? And I think it's sort of interesting. I'm sort of, you know, my mother was German and my father was Polish. And my father had a really difficult life. He was a Holocaust survivor. He spent 5.5 years in concentration camps and Nazi ghettos. He lost all of his immediate family and most of his extended family. But he survived, because I'm here. And he survived with integrity intact, with his belief in God and in mankind intact, when so many people lost that faith. And so we've got similar things there, not the Holocaust, but the German-Polish.
Yeah.
Your mother doesn't realize is, and I don't, again, I'm not doing this from intuition. I say this to everybody where there's a loved one that's stuck. What your mother doesn't realize, she might be hanging around you because she's worried about you, and she might be wanting to help you and look after you. And to her, she's right there with you, and she thinks that's the best thing, because for some reason, when she passed, even though it was 35 years ago, she didn't enter that proverbial tunnel that we've all heard about that opens up when we pass, and with a light at the end of it. I consider it a vortex or a portal to the higher realms. She didn't enter it and follow the light and join her loved ones at home. And by not entering it, not only is it harming you energetically anyway, just her presence causes these unbalanced energies, these energy problems. But she's also holding herself back. Because when we're stuck in the astral plane, we have little or no more awareness than we did. We have a little awareness. We know we can pass through walls. We know we can think of somewhere and be there, or think of someone and be with that person, around that person. But we're limited in that awareness. We don't get the higher understanding until we enter the higher realms. So as not to take too long on this call, it's important to help any earthbound spirit to move on. And I have a blessing to help that happen. And I'd be glad to do that for you if you want, or we can connect afterwards to have more of a longer, you know, discussion and a full session about it. That's up to you.
If you could do that, I'd really appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start saying a blessing, and then I'm going to pause. When I pause, I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. What I'd like you to do is just have a silent heart-to-heart with your mother. Tell her how much you love her and you miss her. However, it's time for her to move on. She needs to enter that. She needs to go to the higher realms. And the forces that I work with guides, angels, teachers, I'm not sure exactly what all will be involved. I call on them to open the doors to the spiritual realm, and you'll hear the whole blessing. So when I pause for 30 seconds, you just have this heart-to-heart talk that can continue until I finish the blessing if you want, all silently.
Okay.
Now I'm connecting to a portion of your mother's energy pattern. Now, by the way, I can't give you messages from her or anything like that. It's just not what I do. I wish I could sometimes. It's not for the best that I don't. it's for the best that I don't. If it be thy will, may the powers of nature converge to align me with whatever benevolent forces are appropriate for this work and in accord with the divine. I call on loved ones of the deceased, others the deceased might recognize, angels, guides, spirit intermediaries, and any other energies that are, benevolent forces that are appropriate for this work. I'll just do it about 10 or 15 seconds since we're on the radio here. Silence isn't good.
I'm just waiting.
Okay, and I'll just
because we are going to move on to our next call.
I call these benevolent forces to open the doors to the spiritual world and show this being your faces. Help her to understand it's in her own best interest to enter the tunnel, follow the light, and join you at home with a capital H, what you might call heaven or the higher realms, where this soul will find unconditional love, higher and higher understandings, complete acceptance, and most of all, peace. Thank you. Amen. Okay. That's done.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I no longer find the energy pattern of your mother. And now the energies of your home will be significantly better.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, I so
again,
appreciate this. Thank
certainly
you so much,
didn't mean any harm.
What?
She certainly didn't mean any harm. It's just that they don't realize their own presence causes energy problems.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely can disrupt.
Once she gets to the higher realm, she can evolve to a point in her understandings where she can choose to come back and help you as what I call a spirit guide. That would not cause energy problems, and that would truly help you, and she would be even closer to you. But you can even, now that she's in the higher realms, you can talk to her in your heart and call on her, and she'll hear, she'll know, and you'll get feelings in time.
Well, thank you very much for that.
That was awesome.
Sure.
Thank you.
Very much.
You're going to feel
right,
better.
Thank you.
Take care, Donna.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Guys, I'm looking at the time here, so I'm gonna grab our next caller and
go
from there. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Hello.
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 Is it yours?
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Joyce?
Yeah.
Yes, we hear you.
Hi, Joyce.
Oh, I had to take myself off the headphone. How are you? My name's Joyce. I'm calling from Australia.
Welcome. It's been a while, girl. How
Welcome.
Are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing really well-ish.
Oh, nice.
That's why I'm calling.
Do you have a question for Jill or Joey?
Yes, I do. I haven't listened to the show for a while, and Sister Anne reminded me, so I'm really glad I joined. This was exactly the news that I needed to hear. So I've been grieving for probably close to 2 months, and I know I've kept whatever energy that was around. I really didn't want the energy to leave, and he's here and he's still here, and my toddler sees him and talks to him and plays with him, so I've had to teach the toddler to tell it to go. So I feel the energy going, but it keeps coming back.
Okay, well, I think you want me to check you the same way Donna did. And I can tell immediately if you're correct about that. Now, also remember if it's interference energy, the beings involved with interference energy can masquerade as human beings, and they can make themselves seem like people only we know that have passed. Or they can, and it's often children that see them more than adults, whether they're these beings or earthbound spirits. And so that makes a lot of sense. And I'll go ahead and connect to you now.
Thank you.
Hey, connect. If it be thy will, may the powers of nature connect, converge to create an energetic connection between Joyce's human energy pattern and other human-related energies in this bed, and between her home and property and this home and property, where she is now on the phone with me in Australia. Connect to the earth-related energies, connect to the human-related energies, connect to the electrical field around appliances and devices, connect to any other energies that are appropriate for this work, for now and into the future, for as long as is appropriate. Amen. Well, one thing, Don, I can tell you already, Joyce, I can tell you already, by one little bit of a doubt, there's one place I can douse in your human energy pattern that tells me that you have attracted interference energy. And like I said, it's intense grieving that's one of the main causes of it. Now I can just take another few steps here to a different place in my home, and I can tell you if there's an earthbound spirit, and I don't find the presence of an earthbound spirit. So you've attracted interference energy, and then that gives access to these negative beings. That's likely who the toddler is seeing and talking or whatever. But usually these beings would scare the child more than entertain them or anything like that. But the way I remove it is I connect to the earth, to a portion of the person's pattern that's out of balance. And but that's not the way I've been doing it, but that's another story. They've got a new way to do it. I connect to a portion of your energy pattern right now that's out of balance. And if there's anybody else in the home with interference energy, this will connect, remove that too. Now I say this blessing. If it be thy will, may the powers of nature converge to follow this imbalance and Joyce's human energy pattern back to the source or cause of its imbalance and do whatever is appropriate with that energy to bring healing and balance to the complete beings of all who are affected by that energy, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Bless all the earth-related energies throughout Joyce's home. Bless all the human-related energies. Bless all the electrical fields. Plus any other energies that are appropriate for this work. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Hey, it's just that easy.
Thank you so much.
If you were imprinted anywhere else where there is interference energy connected to other people, that has been cleared too. That follows it right up the line to everybody, everywhere you're connected, anybody that has energy problems affecting them is taken care of all of it now. And there's no more energy. You're going to feel a significant difference.
She could sense a difference in the clearing right now, because I picked up on it for you, Joyce.
Yeah. No, I felt an immediate light. Thank you. It's really comforting.
Yeah.
And You're totally right, though. When this person first passed, the toddler was saying the name, but eventually, as time passed, he didn't call the name anymore. He was just saying ghost. And, you know, mommy, I'm scared. So I figured because I did see the spirit move on. So, and, you know, wanting to keep that attachment, I know, which was not right on my part. I kept it here with my grief and everything, which made it worse for my kids.
And you.
So, yeah, for myself as well. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The lightning feeling, that you talked about, feeling lighter or clearer, that will improve. If you've been having sleep problems, they should get a little better. Any symptoms of illness should lessen, your child should no longer see these spirits. Now, when it's definitely taken care of now. I don't even have to go any further checking in the home.
Thank you so much. Hey, we all haven't been sleeping well, which is why I'm up. You know, I got up at 3 this morning. Just why I'm on this show, which I think it's 5 o'clock now. So
Joyce, I'm glad you got to join us. Thank you.
And I'll pass your details on to somebody else as well. You've really been helpful.
Yes, there's a complete description of my remote sessions are online in the website.
Sure.
Thank you, Joyce.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Love
Bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I'm just looking at the time here, guys. We have time for one more caller, so I'm going to grab one more call. Hang on. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Still no answer from that person. So, I went in the second time to grab that person, and they're not responding. So go ahead, Susie.
Yeah, I wanted to say it's area code 916. Are you listening? So please grab the phone. It's the last chance. Area code 916.
Do you hear us, 916? No response still, Susie.
No.
I'll move on from there. Then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have a question or two, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Have you had to at all in your experience, have you physically gone onto properties?
Yes,
or
that's
was
how
this
I learned.
Always from, okay, right.
In the first, I'd say the first 15 years, 20 years of doing this, I would go into homes when I travel and people would hire me to come into their homes. That's how I sort of learned the ropes, so to speak. But then in the past 15 years, most of my work has been remote. The first 10 years has been mostly on site. The past 15 years, more and more and more has been remote until now. In the past 5 years or so, this is my full-time work. I don't even travel to teach anymore. But I can tell you this, I can do a much better job and more efficient job remotely than I can on site.
Right.
The only difference is, only negative to it is when I'm doing it on site, I'm teaching my clients how to do the basics of dowsing too, so they can experience the changes with dowsing. And I still teach my clients a lot, but I spend most of my time with my client helping them to understand the energies, how they all work and how what we do is going to work. And you know, I would like to share that for 14 years since I found that energy up until last summer, I only knew one way to share it, to remove the interference energy. And I would find one of those vertical columns in the home, and I would connect to it and say a blessing to do whatever's appropriate with that energy to bring healing and balance to the complete beings of all that affect it. And it goes longer than that.
Right.
But it got frustrating to me because I couldn't teach others to do it. We've done over 40 retreats in our home in the past 14 years where people come and stay with us for four nights and five days. And I haven't been able to successfully teach one person to do that, to find it successfully and when they go home and correct it on their own. So, but I have just recently in June came up with a new way to do it, which is the way I just did it. You don't even have to be a dowser to do it. When I work with my clients now, I actually teach them to remove the interference energy from themselves, from their family members, and anywhere they're energetically connected or imprinted, all with one blessing. And they don't even, they don't do any dowsing.
Yeah.
So I'm over the next few years, I plan on spreading the knowledge about this and sharing the blessing. Plan on getting it out to millions through the internet, through podcasts like yours, through webinars and videos that I put on YouTube and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm working on all that now.
Right. Oh, nice.
Slowly.
Very nice.
Slowly.
Yeah. You know, it is slow, you know, because when you're building yourself and your business and your own, from your own unique experiences and perspective, it is going to take time. But I think more and more people are attracted to that as well. I do see I've got other callers in the room, so I'm going to probably grab one more call and just see if we can go from there before we wrap up. So hang on 1 second. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hi, Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi, Valerie.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you been listening at all?
I have, and I called to get a blessing. Mm-hmm. I called to get a blessing for my home, because every time I try to get projects off the ground or try to make improvements, there's always a blocker. It's not the right person. It's just, I just would like a clearing for the inside and outside of the home.
Well, let's go for it right now. So Valerie in California, if it be thy will,
yes,
may the powers of to converge, to create an energetic connection between Valerie's, who's on the phone with me now in California, between Valerie's human energy pattern and other human-related energies and the energies of this bed, and connect her home and property to this home and property, so I can explore the energies around this home and property as if I'm exploring the energies around Valerie's home and property. Connect to all the earth-related energies, all the human-related energies, all the electrical fields around appliances and devices, and any other energies that are appropriate for this work, for now and into the future, for as long as is appropriate. Amen. Okay, already I can tell you're being affected by interference energy. You don't have it connected to you, which is good, but someone either living in your home or energetically connected to your home through their imprint has interference energy, at least one person. But I don't even have to find that person or know of that person, because the imbalances in your energy pattern caused by the interference energy connected to somebody else those imbalances are caused by the interference energy, which means it's connected to those vertical columns, that interference energy. And what I can just basically do the same blessing I did for Joyce. So what I but I'm good. But the difference was, anyway, she had interference energy connected to her. So this is nice. First person had an earthbound spirit that didn't have interference energy. Joyce had interference energy connected to her. And you are being affected by interference energy. Three different things. It's just the way these things work. They were supposed to work that way, I think. So I connect to a portion of your energy pattern that's out of balance because of this energy, and I say this blessing. If it be thy will, may the powers of nature converge to follow this energy pattern, energy field in Valerie's human energy pattern back to the source or cause of its imbalance, and do whatever is appropriate with that energy to bring healing and balance to the complete beings of all who are affected by that energy, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, to bring healing and balance to their complete beings and to fill and surround the energy them with beneficial energies in their home to support them for now and into the future for as long as is appropriate. Amen.
Amen. Thank
okay,
you.
So this way, we've helped not only you but whoever else had the interference energy, and even if if you or the other person was connected somewhere else with interference energy, but this was in your home. But it's cleared those two. You can see how common this is. two out of three callers had the interference energy. It's just, it just really, it's been a real struggle for me through the years, because I know millions, if not billions, of people around the world are being affected by this energy, and it's gotten much worse since COVID because people are afraid. Governments are shutting down. Businesses are shutting down. People have lost their businesses. Many have lost their loved ones. They're afraid, am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose my business? Am I going to lose my loved ones? Am I going to lose my life? That attracts interference energy, and then it just multiplies. And so there's more, I believe, there's more in the world than ever before, and it's been bothering me through the years because I'm the only one that knows about it and can remove it, but now I have this new blessing that I can share with anybody. And I share it with everybody I have a session with, and I help them understand how and why it works. So thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Thank you so much, Valerie.
You can contact me, Valerie, through my website. If you, I'd love to know, all three, if Joyce and Don are listening too, I'd love to know if you really feel a beneficial difference or not. And you will, but I'd like to know how you do in the next few days. Just there's contact info in the website form you fill out.
Okay.
Dowsers.com.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay. I think we're going to have to wrap it up here soon, Tiffy.
You girls have helped me make history because I've been interviewed. Gosh, I don't know how many times on different shows and stuff, things and place of events and or done talks online or whatever, and I've never, I didn't used to think I could do it without having a name. Yeah,
you did
and,
fantastically, you know.
I've only been doing it that way with my clients. When they think of somebody else, they tell me about somebody else that's not imprinted in their home that they're concerned about. And that's how I learned to do that. You know, they just think of the person. And while they're thinking of the person, I connect to the person and I connect to their home. And it's worked. So I've been able now. That's
beautiful.
Gives me more Yeah, I see what I can do in the future now.
Right. That's
I'm
beautiful.
Always learning. Learning more. That's what's so great about anything you do. If you're open to it, not only the better that you get at it, the more you're going to understand, the more you're going to know, and then you can learn and know more.
This is true.
I'm sure both of you understand that.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Okay, guys, I think we've got to wrap it up. And Anne normally will go on from here, but we would like to say thank you so much for coming on. We absolutely appreciate it. Is there any final parting words from Jill or from you, Joey, before we wrap it up?
If anybody's interested in a session, they can go to the website. Our telephone number is 1-706-733-0204. That's 1-706-733-0204. That's our landline. And Jill will typically answer those. That's a business, our business line. Jill typically answers that. But all the information that you need to know to understand what we do ahead of time and learn much more about my work and about life is
right
at my website. .com And I guess we'd both like to say goodbye and thank you.
Right. Although I'm here as usual. I'm behind the scenes, but I'm always here in support however I can.
Right.
And I couldn't do this work without her.
Aw.
Of course.
Sounds like a great partnership.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Thank you both for coming on. We absolutely appreciate it.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I love sharing my work with others.
Okay.
Our work.
Okay, Sissy.
Okay. It's my time. The jokester is coming on here. Yes. I'm just kidding as usual. So on today's show, we have had the blessing to welcome special guests Jill and Joey, talking about their journey, remote energy clearing, and even doing short blessing processes that Joey uses with clients around the world. And they have been doing this work since 1997, so I'm honored to have both of you, Joey and Jill, on. Thank you so much. If we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, October 28th, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, talking about illusions. What lessons have we learned? Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We go live 10 a.m. Pacific time, U.S. time. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. I'm sorry for talking fast, guys. And of course, you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows as well at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a lot of info about Joey and Jill on that page in the chat room, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. It's going to remain until next week's show, so you have plenty of time to gather. And, you know, you can connect with Jill and Joey at dowsers.com, dowsers.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And let's see what else I had to say. Thank you all for listening and calling in. And I do really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Jill and Joey, for honoring us with your presence here today. I've been listening behind the scenes too, and I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned. So we're back next Thursday, October 28th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show, talking about illusions. What lessons have we learned? And Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Just again, thank you to our callers for calling in and our listeners. We always appreciate you honoring us with and trusting us with your questions. So thank you very much. With that being said, I'm going to shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
And I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.